Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning into the program today. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do that by calling me at this number, 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and open with the song, and then we'll open with prayer, and then we'll be taking your calls. We'll be right back.
and feel all of the blessings that are already with you, and feel them flooding into your heart, into your awareness. And as we sing Namé, which means I bow to each blessing, to each gift from the divine.
God, we just thank you for this opportunity to come before you today and to ask you for blessings and upon this program and upon the lives of those that are listening to the program today. Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would just meet their needs spiritually, emotionally, physically, whatever needs that they have, that you would meet those needs right now. And Father, Mother God, you know their needs. I don't know their needs, but you do. And I just pray that you would just touch them today and help them in every way that they need your help. Mother God, I just ask that you would just help me move completely out of the way today and become the vessel that you sent on this program. And I thank you for that. And I say namaste and I say amen. Let's go ahead and start with some phone calls. 216, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good, how are
you? Take out speaker, oh my gosh. I'm doing good. Yes, so do you need my birthday or anything?
I just need your first name.
Okay, my first name is Sharon, okay? I talked to you back in February, it's been a few months.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. I think it was in February, I really do. My contract job ended last week. Do you see another job coming to me? I'm looking for another permanent job, obviously.
Something permanently should be opening up for you in a couple weeks.
Couple weeks, you said? Oh, please.
Yeah, a couple weeks. Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be a decent job.
It's going to be a decent job, and you should be working by the end of May. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, something's opening up for you. Have you been? I keep picking up when I'm talking to you, breathing. Do you have a breathing problem? Have you had trouble breathing sometimes?
Well, it's so funny. I quit smoking about a month ago, cold turkey, and I'm getting my breathing back together. I've been doing the Stairmaster, but no, other than that, I'm pretty healthy.
Okay, all right.
Could be that.
It could be the problems in the past or something like that.
Yeah.
But, well, congratulations on stopping smoking.
Oh, it's so hard. I need to with the job I want to get into. It's tobacco-free companies. I've already gone through.
Right.
There was one of them I wanted so bad. It's tobacco-free, so you know, I'm sharing. If you want what you want, you got to do what you need to do. So I quit. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully, you know, it's going to help me if a job comes. So many companies now are tobacco-free. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of places are that nowadays. So, yeah.
So I'm doing everything. So you do see in a couple weeks the job will be opening up, correct?
Yeah, a couple weeks.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right.
Have a good
I appreciate
evening.
You calling in. You too.
Thanks.
All right. Let's go ahead and speak to next caller. Here's 907. You're on air with me. Hi.
Yes, hello. Hi. How are you? I have a question.
Can I have your
Charlotte?
First name, please? Charlotte?
It's
okay.
Charlotte.
How can I help you?
Okay. Is it a good time to leave my job right now?
I'm saying that you should hold on to that job and not leave until June.
June? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm picking up. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
That's okay.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Have a good day.
You too, bye.
Yeah, for some reason, yeah, you're not supposed to leave there until June. I know that's not what you wanted to hear, but that's what I was picking up. So, all right, let's go ahead and speak to 94. You're not on air with me. Hello.
Hello, Michael. This is Ann. It's good to hear you again.
Hi, Ann.
I missed hearing you.
Thank you.
Right now, there's a situation where I live where it may be changing hands, and there was a verbal agreement regarding a new lease contract, but they haven't put it in writing and seem to be avoiding it. And also, I was promised a new refrigerator. And it seems like every time they tell me they're going to do it, they don't. And it's getting close to the day when my lease expires. I'm afraid if new people take over that, you know, that might make things a little bit mixed up.
Yeah. I feel like that you're going to be okay there. I don't see you moving or anything. Even with these new people taking over, I feel like they're going to be okay. And I feel like the new people will work better with getting you the things that you need, like the refrigerator, things like that, things that pop up, they'll be better for maintenance and issues like that. I don't see you moving, so I would say you're staying put.
I was actually hoping to, but I don't have the financial way to do it yet. It would be better for me, but financially and physically, I'm not up for a move.
Yeah, that's so, what I was picking up, that you're not very, you know, health-wise, you're not up for a move at this moment. You know, I'm not saying there's not a move up the road for you, but I'm saying that right away you're not moving. So,
well, at least while I'm here, if the conditions would improve, it would make life a little easier because things haven't been really that good where I'm at.
Right. Yeah, I feel like they'll improve with these new people taking over.
And they'll abide by the agreement that was made verbally?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Are you picking up anything regarding a health matter?
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Were you picking up anything specific regarding a health issue I've got going on?
No, I'm not picking up any major health issues. It's just this chronic issue that you've been having, you know, that they can't figure out what's causing this.
They want me to go through more tests, and I really don't want to go through a whole lot of tests again, and I'm not sure what to do.
Right. Yeah. I feel like you're going to go through a couple more tests.
Wow.
So.
Well, will they find, you know, something to resolve it, or so I will feel better?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that they will resolve this. You'll start feeling better because you need to be treated. I don't know what's causing it. I mean, I'm not seeing what's causing this, but definitely it's there. So,
oh, yeah. It's not going away on its own. Okay, yeah. Michael. Well, I hope you won't be a stranger now, that you'll be on more often, and I hope things are better for you now.
Okay.
I
appreciate that.
Thank you, Michael. Nice to
Thank
hear you.
You.
Take care. Thanks.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go ahead and speak to 702. You're on air with me.
Michael, it's me. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, it's Rose. For some reason, there was a beep over my talking. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hopefully you can
okay.
hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Would you please just look at court for me, please? It's on Monday, so I just want to know if you see anything changed or what you pick up about that.
Okay. Court on Monday. Okay. I feel like everything's going to be okay. I feel like your nerves are getting the best of you, and you're worried and stressing about it, which is understandable.
Yeah.
But I don't have major problems. I see everything being all right.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't see anything at this moment that is something that you should be concerned about. It's just going to be another day. You're just going to be in court. So.
Okay. And then, yeah, I'm going through my moments. You know, there's a couple I'm okay, and then I go into panic. And
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all go through those, but, you know, like I said, I don't see any major obstacles. Things should be in or so.
Okay. Thanks again. Have a nice evening.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and speak to 916. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Sounds like you got
How are
a
you?
Toothache. I'm fine. Are you okay? Sounds like you have a toothache.
Yeah, I'm just a little tired.
Yeah. Well, you better take better care of yourself if you can. Do you have your cards today with you, or do you just want to give me a message from Spirit if you don't have your cards?
I don't have my cards today.
I like the both cards you have 5 years ago.
Yeah. I meant to grab a deck today, and I walked out of the house without them. So I'm not at my home. So.
Okay. Do you pick up any messages I need to hear?
There. I keep hearing, take care of your health.
That's what I got for you.
I know. Well. We both picked up the same thing, I guess. Just differently.
We both need to take care of ourselves better, huh? Well, okay.
But, yeah, just watch what you're eating. Or leafy. So.
Okay. Well, I do. I try. Sometimes I slip. You know how that goes. But I never
right,
had ice cream or anything like that anymore. I've been off of ice cream for a long, long time. So,
Thank you.
Right.
You're welcome. You hang in there. I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to next caller at 610. You're on air.
Hey, Michael. This is Sonia. How's it going?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I had a job interview on the 6th, which was last week on May 6th, and it went quite well. And they told me that, you know, most likely I should, they'll be conducting second interviews, and this time it will be with, you know, one of their clients who happens to be Facebook. The 2 weeks will be this coming Wednesday. So do you see them, what are you picking up about this opportunity at all for me?
I feel like it's a good opportunity for you. You're stepping in the right direction. I feel like there will be an interview this coming week. It looks like Father's Day to me that you'll get an interview. But definitely feel like this is the right choice at the moment for you. I think you're going to be there for a while at this job.
What's that?
You're going to be there for a while.
So you see me get on the job? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and do you see me starting like the end of the month, or you started see me starting in sometime in June?
I see you starting in June.
Okay. Okay. Because you see, they had two opportunities. One was just like an entry level, and the other one was more higher up. It was also technical, but was in a way managerial, managing their virtual team remotely in India. And I've done that for a different company. And that's why they kept pushing. And I said, yeah, I have no problem doing that. And they asked me a lot of questions. How did I manage these guys? And I explained to them exactly what I did. And I sent thank you emails to everyone. And I got some good feedback. The technical person that interviewed me, he said that he was very impressed with my resume and also with the interview. So I guess that's a good sign.
Right. Yeah. I definitely see you getting a job. Yeah.
That'll be awesome. I know you're pressed for time, but I had another question. I have a property that's up for sale. When do you see me selling that property? It's a rental property.
It should sell in a couple of months.
Okay. Do you see me getting the target price I want?
Yeah, you should get asking price on that property.
Yeah, because I've had it up since the middle of March, and I haven't had a showing so far, you know. There's not a lot of advertising, but nothing. So you said in the next 2 months I should sell it?
Yeah, a couple months it should sell.
Okay. Well, that's great. You know, I'm looking forward to that. Once I land that job, I'll send a little donation to your show. How about that?
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
Okay.
So.
No, I understand it costs money to be up on the show. Everything costs money.
Yeah, it does. Unfortunately, everything costs money. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate you listening today.
Sure. Thank you so much. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right. Let's go ahead, and as soon as everything stops spinning here, I'll take the next call at 253. You're on air with me. We'll be.
Hi there, it's Holly McCauley.
Hey, Holly, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. So
I'm in downtown Seattle right at the ferries in traffic. Just thought I'd share that with you.
Okay, well, I'm glad. Just be careful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of traffic. Anyways, just a message from Spirit. will be fab. Positive message, not I have to love myself more. I'm tired of hearing that one.
Well, you need to do that, but that's not what I'm telling you today. So what I'm telling you today is that you need just to continue on the path that you're going on right now.
Okay.
And things are going to get better for you. There's some positive changes coming up for you. Looks like at the end of May, things should really start turning around for you, where things are going to be looking up. We go into Mercury retrograde on the 18th, but you should be okay. I don't see any major issues.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Sounds fabulous.
Yeah, something to do with your work. There's like a positive change for your work coming in June.
Your destination is the lab.
Oh, I work on my, as an apartment manager, but I'm also right now I'm driving for Uber. That's why I'm in downtown Seattle. I'm picking up Uber riders.
Oh.
So which job are you?
It's the apartment job.
Oh. Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. I'm gonna give you our web address. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. That's www.insightswithmichael.net. You can also follow us on Twitter. I post stuff over there every once in a while. So you can follow us over there. And you can keep tabs on me by Twitter account. So we're going to go ahead and close out for today. So we will be back on air tomorrow at 4 o'clock tomorrow. So look for me then. Until then, peace be with you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Peace be with you.